Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. This Sunday, July 14th, marks 25 years since this happened.
The hell is it? What's going on here? Okay, watch it, watch it!
Big Blue. The enormous crane that was used to hoist large portions of the Miller Park roof into place came crashing to the ground. It was around 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. Former WDTMJ traffic reporter Tom Carr was on the air at the time. So were you, Debbie Lazaga. Nope, Debbie, we can't hear you. No, I think she's doing her work. She's doing her work right now. So Tom Carr was in the air as well as being on the air. He was with his pilot. You remember back then, Tom Carr flew
in a plane, right?
In a plane, traffic plane, to cover the interstate. He said he was near 894 when this took place.
And I heard the sheriff's dispatcher say, we have a report of a roof collapse at Miller Park. And you could tell the tenseness in her voice. And I looked to my left, and all you could see was smoke in the air where the stadium was. And so I told my partner, let's get back there. And we just throttled the airplane and got there as quickly as we could.
And he was immediately on the air.
But Tom, what do you got for us?
Actually, it's not a traffic report. Oh, okay. It's a Miller Park report. Part of the new roof has collapsed. The dust is now clearing. I'm just making my way around the stadium area right now. Looks like what possibly happened is a part that was hanging from the crane has dropped. It has dropped on top of the new...
And Tom told me it was one of those moments that he knew right when he saw it how bad it was.
You could tell right away because you could see the crane crumpled over the side of the stadium. You could see where the stadium had crumbled down at that point. People running around, and you just looked at it and you saw, this is not a good situation.
Debbie Lazaga also on the air at that time, immediately realizing the direness of the situation.
At first, I thought they were like bringing down that smokestack, that Fox smokestack. Then I'm like, oh wow, they're clearing that whole area because they were doing some renovations through that area and doing some building through the area. So I didn't think anything of it until the plume of smoke went over the freeway. I'm like, okay, this is bigger. So yeah, I picked up the phone, called in to the newsroom and said, hey guys, there's a thing. So yeah, it was kind of freaky.
What was fascinating about all of this is that everyone would sit and stare at that stadium just being built. That entire run. Remember that? When you'd be on the interstate, I remember driving with a guy and you'd be like, sorry, I keep getting distracted by that thing. Just because it was so big next to County and it was just this.
The juxtaposition of those two structures for as long as they were up together was phenomenal. Right.
ABC's Sherry Preston, who worked for WDTMJ Radio at the time, she was one of the first at the scene after it came down.
Sir, can you tell me exactly what happened?
Yeah, we had about 600 tons on the hook. We had been swinging it over. We'd been taking our time to put it in place. We were almost ready to go up there and put it together. And the lamps in the big blue crane just started snapping. I don't really know what happened to it. It just started leaning over and fell. It took another crane down with it. I watched three men die.
What you watched three men die. What did you see?
Ma'am?
Sorry, what happened?
They were in the other crane in a basket. And the big crane fell on it, took them down.
Yeah, three iron workers killed. The most tragic part of this entire story, three people killed, iron workers, Local 8 members. The men were in an observation basket held up in the air by another crane. So they were hundreds of feet in the air in this basket watching as the Big Blue was doing its work. Big Blue came down and it just clipped that other crane.
Our hearts go out to the families and we pray for them and we wish them nothing but the best and sympathies with them.
Governor Tommy Thompson on WTMJ there. So strong wind gusts would be to blame. So I think what it ultimately ended up being is that they knew that wind gusts were a little bit stronger that day, and the calculations that were made for Big Blue, but not necessarily for Big Blue holding this giant piece of roof in the air as well, and that ultimately was the issue.
I covered that trial, Eric. I was working in Green Bay when Big Blue collapsed, but was here for the trial and covered it. Remember, the weather was a key component. In fact, TMJ4 meteorologist John Milan was called to testify about the weather conditions for that day, as were other weather experts. Some of it was excruciating. I felt for the jury in there having to go through math. You had these folks explaining vectors and wind speeds and whatever, and they had to, these experts had to take the jury through the math so that they could make the point that they should have known and done these calculations and the wind would have been too strong for the load and all of that. But it was the crux of the case. You know, was it appropriate to do this lift given the weather conditions of the day?
Well, Mitsubishi would settle with the three widows ultimately in one of the cases. Now, you may recall that this happened during the All-Star break. It was July 14th. So the Brewers were off. They didn't play until 2 days later, Friday, against the Royals, a game that was at Milwaukee County Stadium.
This was not a good day to work, and a very tough day to work, folks. Take my word for it.
Bob Uecker, in my opinion, in one of his most remarkable broadcasts, addressed the tragedy throughout the game, but during the entire bottom half of the first inning.
It's even worse being out here than seeing it on television. I am utterly shocked. As I said, sitting here for the last couple of years and watching in amazement and so thrilled at what was taking place, and to come out here and see it in person, I think Jim said it earlier, this is not a good day to work.
So it was a 13-minute inning, and Uke made it a point to bring up the three iron workers specifically who were killed.
You have to really see it to believe it in person. And for those who lost their lives, Jerome Starr, Jeff Wisher, Bill DeGrave, never will anything replace that. And our deepest and heartfelt sympathies to their family.
You hear that in the background? You could hear the umpire, and you could hear, like,
because the game is going on.
And you could almost sounded like it was therapeutic for him to just kind of download after 2 days of watching on television, to show up there and to see it. You talked about how he would see those construction guys, iron workers, the men and women all the time. When he would pull into county, he would see him, honk at him, wave at him, they'd holler at him.
You totally see that too?
Absolutely.
For all the folks working on the project, hey, him being like, yeah.
And I didn't realize this. Uecker had been in that basket. They call it the man basket, or that's what it was called. So this observation basket, he went up in it at one point throughout the construction of Miller Park just to see it. You know, they brought him up in that basket.
Every day when I drove in, I said I'd come in through the center field area. I saw those guys out there. I waved at them, hollered at them, beeped at them. They hollered back. And then having went in there with Frank Pusilaki and taking that ride that day, I'm glad I did. Now I'm so happy that I did now and know what they did up there and what they were doing.
So the opening of Miller Park would be delayed 1 year. Of course, the bigger tragedy, the loss of three lives that were taken. Uecker said their lives were taken from them. So on Sunday, again, 25 years on Sunday, Iron Workers Local 8 are going to hold a special ceremony at the memorial site. There's that statue that's right outside of the home plate entrance there of the three construction workers. So that's going to take place around 10:15. We have more information. So here's what we got online. So a little bit more information about what's taking place on Sunday. We also have video, because inspectors just happened to be there that day, taking video of the crane when it came down.
That's right. Otherwise, you might not have had that. But for maybe there was some, cameras from a further away place.
Right.
But we got that video because of that.
Mm-hmm. So we have that online. And we also put up the entire bottom half of the first inning of Uecker. And Jim Powell's in there a little bit too. But it's basically just Uecker calling this inning, but also just therapeutically talking about what he has seen, how he's feeling, how we were all kind of feeling at that moment. And we have that all online. So all you got to do is text the word crane and we'll send it to you. 855-616-1620. WDTMJ talk and text line. 855-616-1620. Here is how that inning ended. him reiterating the names and remembering them.
One more time. Jerome Starr, Jeffrey Wisher, William DeGray. Families, relatives, for all of those, our thoughts here are with you.